You'd like a Charleston if you weren't just going to circle the area. You circle the area that does, might make it a little funny, it's so narrow. About you land at Charleston, you go down by helicopter. All of the people are out of there. There are only construction workers in the area and National Guard. You could hit that creek and fly down the creek to Mann, which is at the southwestern extremity of the flooded area, and that is the only refugee area. And there are today some 400 refugees living, you know, in a mass gymnasiums and that sort of thing. About 400. I don't know if one of those congressmen are on the scene down there or not, but they could be on. The bird, as you probably know, had planned to go down there tomorrow. He's tied up on a busing thing today. He claimed he couldn't go today, but he might be able to get away.
Yeah. So the recommendation is not to go on?
Well, the recommendation is that if you do go by there, it would be best not to circle, it would be best to land.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Hell, that's
not good anything. Yeah. And it would be roughly an hour and 45 minutes of time for the time to land. It's about 30 minutes down in the chopper, 20 minutes in the area, maybe 30 in the area if you didn't land at Mann. And if you went down and you want to land at Mann, 30 minutes back to Charleston. The governor's in Charleston.
You don't answer that either. I just think maybe it's...
Well, I could...
I don't see how you can do much.
I could see some advantages to... and you can put down... chopper in this area where they're building, I guess.
Yeah.
Photograph of a...
I wonder if this isn't a little...
construction guys in the background.
That 30-minute chopper ride is safe?
Yes, 60 miles, 30 miles.
And,
to the creek itself, then you'd have to go down the creek 10 miles. And they hit the creek at about the halfway mark. Turn southwest. Go right over here. No inhabitants there at all. And the town of Laredo was wiped out completely, so there's nothing there at all. That's the town that got the most publicity, and that's at about the halfway mark. Hit it at Laredo, down the land. And that is one of Abe Lincoln's regional offices that happens to be at Mann. Or they've got an office set up there. Now perhaps you can tell me more.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to get into the I suppose I'm just trying to get into the broad picture. It's worth it.
50-minute flight to Charleston.
Quite a big turnout, I mean, I'll be there. Please, for about 2:30.